Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Rory.
Here we are on our First Dates podcast.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm running out of things to say after you say that. So
just talk about what's been going on in your life lately, then. I haven't talked to you in a week or so. What's been going on?
Not much, except yesterday I was asked to be in an orgy.
What?
Yeah, with two boys and another girl.
And okay, so maybe you'd be into that? There's more guys in that situation?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't sound like it's, like, the worst thing that's ever been proposed to me. But I'm not really that attracted to any of the participants. Especially the female.
But you're still intrigued by it.
Well, it's just, like, it's a new, it would be a new situation for me. I feel like I would learn a lot about myself and the human, and the human form.
Yeah, but you'd be a spelunker of the human body there for a while?
No.
Yes, I wouldn't be. That's what we call it in the orgy scene.
Are you big in the orgy scene, Rory?
So big, you don't even know. It's Portland. This is basically all we do in Portland.
Orgies?
Orgies and vegan donuts. That's about it. That's all we got going on up here.
What a healthy combo.
Yeah, I mean, you told me you took the BuzzFeed, like, where what cities you should live in, and they told you Portland.
They told me Portland.
There's something about you. Yeah.
And I took it multiple times because I didn't want Portland.
That's not how those things work.
Yeah, but it was weird. I took it with my first answer, and then my first choice answer, and it was like Portland. And then I took it with my second choice answer, and it was like Portland. It didn't make any sense. It's a fraud.
Welcome.
They're like, BuzzFeed is like, I don't know, looking at my internet cookies or whatever those things are called.
So Zoe.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm just trying to out a popular website on their.
I'm excited for you to talk about orgies with your date tonight. I feel like that's the momentum you have right now. So before you lose that, why don't you explain what we do on this podcast?
Okay. You can interrupt me. I'm okay with that. We go on 25-minute dates with guests. Rory and I are both single, and it's getting old, so we have started this podcast to find love. What? That's the weirdest thing I've ever said, but we'll go with that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we've done. These people tend to be from Twitter because that is part of our life, and those are the interesting people that we've come across. And, you know, Zoe, you're on OkCupid. I'm not an OkCupid. I should probably start one of those. But generally, those OkCupid and Tinder things, they, you know, create false personas of who people are. And we will take these really interesting people that we like and adore from the online world, and we'll actually hear what they're actually like, right?
Yeah, that's about right.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
And today, the long-awaited John Freiler date that we've been waiting to get him on because I think you guys would hit it off.
Duh.
It's from your hometown, New York, born and bred, writer and comedian up there, which are interests that you have, right? You're a funny girl, Zoe.
Okay.
Though you've never tried stand-up before.
No.
Okay, we won't delve into that.
Yeah, let's not push that topic.
He's a handsome man. He's funny. He's interesting. John, are you there?
I am here.
Hi.
Hi. It's nice to, like, sort of computer meet you.
It's nice to sort of computer meet you.
Let me say, I'm excited for you to talk with John about orgies.
I can tell.
That's the most natural segue, you know, like, this is going to be the most comfortable conversation.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah,
it's okay. I'll make you feel right at home.
All right, so
if orgies remind you of home,
your guys' 25-minute date that might only be talking about orgies starts now.
First dates, come on a date.
Okay, here's a question I had when you were talking about it.
Okay, please.
Is that an orgy or a foursome?
Because,
like, two guys, two girls. Like,
is that,
know, what's, how many people need to be there? Like,
well, is a threesome an orgy or is, no?
No, I wouldn't say so.
I mean, I would say it's an orgy. because okay. that sounds cooler than foursome.
And I'm also well, making myself yeah, I mean, sound I'm, cooler. I don't want to take away anything from that offer, you know?
Like, yeah.
That's, I got offered to be part of a threesome once.
Mm-hmm. How, what was the gender breakdown?
It was, it would have been me and another dude uh-huh. and his lady friend.
Okay.
He like sort of sheepishly came up to me at a New Year's Eve party.
Ooh.
And, his girlfriend like was obviously way more into it than he was.
Well, how did he ask you?
He was like, "Hey, did you ever consider having a three-way?" Just, you know, like general terms. And you know, so a I had three-way. To put it together and be like, "You mean with you?" And like, yeah. And I asked him, "Are you only asking me because I'm the one person here that you feel won't make feel inadequate?" It was like, "Yep, yep,
yeah." And you said no from the way you phrased the story.
Right, I said no. I did not participate.
You denied his request. I was asked to be in a threesome by two gay men once. And
what would you be doing?
Well, I was just standing, being myself, and these two guys came up to me, and they were very flamboyant. And I mean, I wasn't expecting them to be have any interest in the female form. And they asked if I wanted to come home with them for like a special night. And I said, I think the answer to that is no, because you guys are like not only double my age, but also like clearly only into each other.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm wondering. You know, what would you be doing, like, sexually?
I don't know what I'd be doing sexually for them. Because, maybe, like, they have everything they want, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just wanted you around to, like, clean up spills and, you know, like, have a towel ready.
They want to... This sounds messy.
Spills?
That sounds like a wild night.
I'm not one of the gay couple that invited you. Don't judge me.
I'm not. I mean, just like, I don't know what situation you get put in where you need a maid post-coitally.
I don't think it's a situation you get put into. I would feel that that is a level of luxury that you attain.
Do you think that, like, celebrities have, you know, their regular maid and then they're like, happy hour maid?
Yeah, they have like a sex butler, you know?
Oh my god. But I think that might be my new dream career.
Yeah, we
writer
should,
comedian sex butler.
As soon as we are done here, I'm going on Craigslist and I'm like putting up a profile for myself, and
we can start an online dating site for sex butlers.
Yeah,
or like a nannies, like care.com, but for sex butlers.
You know what? I'm worried we went too far too fast.
On this date?
Yeah. Hi, I'm John.
Okay, I'm Zoe. I have a question for you.
Sure.
So I was thinking about the name John. And there are five Johns in my phone. Okay.
Okay. You mean people with the name John?
Yeah. Not okay. Like men. I have way more than five men on my phone.
Clarifying.
And I've dated two of them, so shout out to the Johns I've dated.
Holla.
What makes you a different John? How would you separate yourself from the Johns in my phone book, you know?
How would, by my middle and last names?
What's your middle name? Is it Rose?
It is Rose, yeah.
It's Rose.
Yeah, my parents were huge Titanic fans. and they also had a time machine to go to 1997, see the movie, and then go back and drunkenly fuck without a condom.
Okay, John. I feel like we're getting to the base of a lot of insecurities you have. I do have a question. What do you do when you meet other people named John? Because when I meet other girls named Zoe, it's like, I'm Zoe. And we're like, hey, you know, we have a moment. But there's also this like weird competitive thing where it's like, I'm the better Zoe, clearly. Is that in my head?
I think you are the only Zoe I've ever known. Oh. And I, like, you know, I only know you through a computer. Like, okay. I've never met anybody.
Don't downplay our relationship right now.
Oh, it's not, you know, I'm not criticizing you.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. I have a common name. I haven't known that many other people who have it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, like, my dad is also John. So, growing up, like, my mom would
call out. So, why don't you go by Rose?
I should.
Yeah, you should go by. Oh, you could be JR.
Yeah.
That, you wouldn't be the first. I met a JR the other night, so you would have had that moment with him.
Well, I have a question for you.
Okay, please.
Is it audible, or will it be audible on the podcast that I am watching You Don't Mess with the Zohan in the background?
No. It won't be audible.
Okay.
But please, would you give me your review of the movie?
I'm not hating it as much as I thought I would, actually.
Wait, who's the guy in it?
Adam Sandler.
It's Adam Sandler? I really thought it was Jack Black.
No. This is the movie where he plays, like, an Israeli soldier who decides that his real passion in life is hairstyling.
Oh, my God. Like,
sneaks to New York City. Why are we talking about this on this podcast?
You brought it up!
I know.
Like, this might be the best date...
I'm correcting. This is my fault. I'm sorry.
This might be, like, the best date movie ever.
Yeah.
Just a feel-good Adam Sandler flick. But it's definitely Adam Sandler past his prime. Would you say so?
Where would you... What would you say is his prime? Like, where did he go wrong for you?
Okay, I feel like Big Daddy was his last good movie.
Okay, I didn't even like that one. I thought that one was too sentimental and schmaltzy.
But the spit scene with the kid and the spit and how he sucked it back up. I don't know. It's like, it was yeah, the spit scene. I don't know. That was like a formative scene in my childhood.
Okay.
Learning that people could do that. Whatever. I don't need your sass right now, John.
What's your favorite movie?
Monsters, Inc.
That's a good one. It's a really good one.
Yeah, it's my favorite movie. I named my dog after Sullivan, the big blue. And I feel like Mike Wazowski is my soul guide, my spirit animal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I have a real connection.
My favorite movie is Beetlejuice.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, both of them, they're like scary stuff, but in a funny way.
Yeah, Monsters, Inc., horrifying. Look at that.
We just made a connection.
Wow. The sparks are flying.
I know. Oh, I have shit.
I know, watch out. I do have a question for you, though. What is, like, the weirdest place you met a lady and then, like, asked her out on a date?
Weirdest place I've met a lady.
Like an airplane or, like, a hospital? Because my dream is maybe, like, meeting a guy, like, the hot guy sits next to you on the airplane and then you're like, hey, you know?
Oh, no, it's not me at all. Like, I've certainly, like, seen people and, you know, had that, like, vague fantasy of having the courage to go talk to them.
Yeah.
But, no, in truth, I'm a worthless coward.
Oh.
And the people I've dated are people that I tend to have known for a little while.
Mm. See, I'm the opposite. I either date people I hardly know and it goes horribly, or really close friends and it goes horribly.
Okay.
I don't know what that's about.
Well, I'm not, like, a therapist.
Okay.
I don't know, like...
Sorry, they're like, there's something going on back there. You're no therapist.
No, I'm not.
But if you had to give, sorry.
Why does it keep going horribly?
With my friends or with the randos?
Is it a different reason with each?
Well, yeah, usually the friends, I assume that, like, because they're my friend and I've known them for a while, they're going to like me as more than, like, the average lady they are with. But that doesn't seem to be the trend.
You're, like, one of the boys or something?
Yeah. Sure.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know. But, like, not really. Whatever. Speaking of therapists, do you go to therapy? Do you have a therapist?
I do. I do have a therapist, yeah.
Do you like him or her?
It's a she. Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
She's cool. I mean, I feel like I never feel that you could ask me like 5 minutes from now and I'd have a different opinion on it, you know?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Sometimes you go and you feel like, you know, you spent your money well and like you figured some things out.
Yeah, you dug deep.
Sometimes you go and you're like, oh man, I just spent $60 so I could complain about like the staple remover at my fucking office.
Yeah, but you know? Who else are you going to complain to for 45 minutes about that?
Well, I have a girlfriend.
So you can complain to her about that.
I could, yeah.
Yeah. Do you pay her? $60 an hour? Like, what's her rate?
I don't, it wouldn't be financial. I guess it would translate into something else, but I'm not sure what the exchange would be.
You mean between money and this currency, this magical girlfriend currency? Yeah.
You know, like cuddling.
Ew, John. Don't get graphic on this.
Hey man, sometimes I'll cuddle like all over her back.
Yeah?
All over her stomach. Man.
Well, I will happily be your sex butler. If you and your girlfriend need a sex butler, I'm in.
You'll be there with a chamois towel.
A ShamWow?
Yeah.
You think ShamWow is the official towel of the sex butler?
If you're going to be prepared as a sex butler,
then yeah, it has to be. You need so to show absorbent.
Up with, you need to show up with a toolkit, okay?
Okay.
Turn up and have, you know, like scented candles and oils, a first aid kit. I think.
Oh, yeah, just in case.
Yeah.
A basic, like, gauze, like a basic first aid kit? Do I have to have nurse training? Do I have to be an RN in order to be a sex butler?
No, I'd say just, like, basic CPR.
Ugh, CPR is so outdated.
Maybe lifeguard skills, depending on the venue for the orgy.
Oh, now it's an orgy. I thought this was just you and your girlf. Whatever.
Oh, no.
I can bring my lifeguarding skills. I took lifeguarding for 3 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
great.
When I was like 11.
Being in the Coast Guard then. That's awesome.
Ugh. Wow, that'd be amazing. What's your girlfriend's name?
Her name is Lex.
L-E-X?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
She's like never met someone with the same name as her.
I think she has, actually.
No.
Yeah.
Sounds like she's lying to you.
Yeah, that's the one thread. Like, if I start, you know, asking her about that lie, who knows
what, like, that just opens the door to her cellar of lies.
Yeah, I'll find out she's, like a replicant or something.
Yeah, no, just don't even, you're right, maybe we should just, like, avoid your girlfriend's lying past.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the best thing to do.
Hey, you know what? I'm on a date with you, pretty lady. Yeah.
Stop, right. John.
That friend stuff. Let's just put that by the wayside for now.
Rory told me I look disheveled.
Disheveled?
Thoughts?
I wouldn't say so. I'd say windblown, maybe.
That's like a model.
Like, yeah.
Windblown like a model.
Like you arrived on like the back of an eagle, you know?
Oh my god.
Your hair is in a state of, you know, rumpled beauty, I'd say.
Oh, thank you. I actually just got a haircut. It was a really bad experience. The hairdresser was a bitch.
Really?
Yeah. Her name was Katie. I don't recommend her. And she she would do this thing where she would ask me a question, you know, like how hairdressers try to have conversation with you, and then just, like, look away.
And you wanted what, eye contact? Scissors around your ears?
She wasn't looking at the scissors. She was looking at the other hairdresser.
Oh, okay.
Like, this is about me, you know?
Yeah.
She'd be like, Sal has a roommate, and then not pay attention to my answer, and she'd be like, okay. I don't know. It's a pet peeve.
Okay. So, but she, like, have you gone to her before?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a bitch. Never going back to Katie ever again.
Did you tip her?
Yeah, I had to, right?
Not if she's a bitch.
That's not how tipping works. This is America. You have to tip all the bitches.
No matter what.
Yeah, like, you would not tip someone because they're a bitch?
Well, it would depend on the level of bitchiness. Like, you're talking about, I mean, it sounds like just, she just wasn't there. Like,
yeah, she's, like, level two bitchy.
Yeah, but if she was, like, cutting your hair and, like, leaning in and whispering in your ear, like, your hair smells like shit, you know?
That'd like be, that. Like, that's, like, level 10 bitchy.
Yeah, that, no tip. You don't tip that person.
Do you have a tipping policy when you go to, like, let's say we go out to a restaurant and the bill comes out to $54.21. What do you tip?
$54.21? That's, like, what, $10 tip, right?
Yeah, that's, like, pretty good. I'm an expensive Wait, 50, date.
54? No, like 15, I guess.
Oh, that's a lot. I'm
trying to do math in my head. My mom was a waitress, you know, and I was a busboy for like the worst 2 months of my life.
So you appreciate the tip.
Yeah, so like, you know.
Do you appreciate the tip, John? See what I did? Oh. As a busboy.
Oh, I was so bad. I was the worst.
Yeah, this why? Guy, how? Once,
like, there were two dining rooms in the restaurant where I worked, and this guy started choking once.
Oh, my God.
And we had pitchers of water in each of the rooms, but the room in which this guy was choking, that pitcher, like, the water would always spill, like, there was something wrong with the pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy starts choking, and instead of immediately just getting the water, I went all the way to the other dining room to John, get a glass of water for this guy.
This guy's life is on your hands.
Yeah, I know. By the time I get back, there are like three waitresses. Everybody's like already done with it, and they're all like looking at me like, you were going to let this guy die.
You really fucked up. Did someone have to do the Heimlich?
I don't know. It was done by the time I got back.
I have never seen someone do the Heimlich before. And I have a fear. This is like, I have many fears. One is I'm going to have to do the Heimlich. Another is that, like, I'm going to be on an airplane and they're going to be like, we're going down. And it's going to be my responsibility to land the plane.
Really?
Yeah, it's a fear.
Well, no, that's a totally valid fear. I'm saying really, I mean,
really? Like, you're totally capable of landing a 747. That's what you're thinking right now.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if you have ground control, like, explaining what to do.
Yeah, it
I
can't think be that hard. Someone landed a plane on a river. Like, I can land it on the runway.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. Please.
I kind of doubt, like, his, you know, whatever heroism that we're tacking to Sully. You know, I think landing, you know, big wings, it can't be that hard.
I know. And I think every captain or whatever learns how to do that. Like, a water landing is something you learn in, like, airplane academy or whatever.
Yeah, to me, it would seem easier to land on water than on hard, unforgiving concrete.
Yeah, I would be freaking out if I were in that plane, though.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Like, straight-up panic attack.
Yeah.
And then everyone around you is freaking out. Ugh, that environment. So hostile.
Yeah, but panic attack, like, it only lasts for as long as you think you're going to die, you know?
Yeah, and then that's once a good point.
You end up water, it kicks in, you realize, you know, whatever airline it is going to pay you off.
Yeah.
For almost having killed you.
Probably Delta. I only fly Delta and I hate it.
Delta. They're the most likely to have crashed the plane. <That's... laughs>
I really hate Delta.
Why?
Because every airplane smells bad. But theirs has, like, a particular brand of smell. Also, their airplane safety video is, like, trying really hard to be funny. And it just pisses me off. Like, safety is not a joke, you know?
Okay. You want, like, a serious...
Yeah.
You want, like, Navy SEAL to get on the plane.
And scream at me the safety policies of this Boeing 747 aircraft.
Yeah. You should actually, like, if you're going to be on a plane, they should have, like, a simulated plane crash, you know, to make sure that that's something.
That we all can handle it?
Yeah. You know, like, if you're an astronaut, you have to go through all that training.
Yeah. Which I am. You know,
it seems odd, you know, to not apply those standards to people who are, like, just a few feet lower in the air.
Yeah. Just a few feet, like, in the grand scheme of feet of the atmosphere.
I don't know what bullshit is coming out of my mouth right now.
No, me neither, and it's okay.
All right, you guys have a moment to regroup.
Okay.
Now, we're in the home stretch. You got 3 minutes to seal this deal, Zoe. That's what I'm giving you right now, okay?
Okay. He already thinks I'm beautiful.
I think, go for it.
And windblown.
Absolutely. Yes, that's the word he used. That was good.
Yeah. It's the only thing blowing me. Sorry. went there. Going to cut that out. So you said that the guy who landed a plane on the Hudson River is not your hero.
No.
Do you have a hero in mind besides Zohan?
A hero besides? Why would you need one besides Zohan?
You're right. Like, he might have it all.
I watched him take a bullet to the face and pulled the bullet out of his nostril.
Wow. That is a badass motherfucker. I'm
trying so hard right now to avoid being sincere.
Yeah, it's okay. You don't have to be sincere. I wasn't really expecting a sincere answer. I thought you were going to be like John Travolta in Hairspray. You know, everyone's hero.
Yeah, yeah. You know what is a big... There's a lot of pressure has been released. Rory said that it's like on you to seal the deal.
I know.
I'm so glad that I don't have to scramble to try and like get you to hypothetically fuck me now.
I can't believe
such a load off. You have no idea.
I bet. Cause I feel the load all over me. Oh God! Clearly, this has just been a long day.
We're gonna delete this one and start over.
No, we're not. No. I'm kind of hungover, which is why I'm acting like a freak. Well, it's a reason. Do you have any hangover remedies?
Hangover remedies.
Yeah.
Don't drink.
Ugh, that's the lamest.
No. Hangover remedies?
I know. None of them work. Sleep
it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But hey, if you don't drink, then you're never asked to participate in an orgy. You know?
I suppose that's true.
Or, like, unless you're, like, on swingers.net.
Yeah. Wow. I had never thought about this before. Everybody at an orgy must be drunk.
Or, like, on something.
Yeah, because there's no way you can do that sober.
No. I mean, I couldn't do it sober. I would probably be laughing the entire time. I can't take anything seriously.
Yeah.
Or foursome or whatever.
I mean, it seems so obvious now, but I've just, you know, I'd never considered. I guess because I've never been invited.
Oh my God. Bring out the violins.
What? You know, I figure I have this platform here. People are going to be listening, you know?
Yeah.
Any orgy requests out there, I'm open to them.
Yeah, well, there you go. I know of one. They're looking for a girl, but maybe you can fly in.
I can pass, yeah.
You can pass? Yeah.
I could do like a reverse Boys Don't Cry kind of thing.
I thought you were going to say reverse cowgirl.
I'll do both.
I was like, can you, Lou?
And at that, John, the image of you in reverse cowgirl, that'll stick in my mind.
Yeah, I'm really glad that that's what we're ending with.
I think that's what we should end on, you know?
Yeah.
It's you in your most, in your shining moment, you know?
Great.
Here are the highlights from this date that you guys just went on. J. John sneaking in the mental image of him being a sex butler, I thought was like, it was a good move, you know. It was real clandestine. Like, he was just like, I am in that scene, or I'm ready to be. I can be this for you. I think John, like, giving some questions back to you, Zoe. You haven't had that a lot on your dates.
No.
And he was giving it back to you. Oh, I'm getting blown up here. John, how do you feel about the date?
I feel it went well, you know. It was a pleasant conversation. You know, she seemed vaguely interested in what I was saying.
Nice.
She didn't leave.
I would never do that to you. I'm faithful.
And Zoe, how'd you feel about it?
I feel good. I don't know. I'm in a better mood than I was before, which never happens. And
I've never heard that about contact.
Well, there's a first time for everything, JR. And I mean, I had a good time, yeah.
John's all right, so nice John, guy. here's the end of the date here. You're taking Zoe to her door. You guys have had a good time. You guys have shared a lot of really sexy ideas about orgies. You have three options here. A, you can give her a handshake. You didn't really enjoy yourself. Send her on her way. B, you can give her a big hug, you know, give her a nice, pleasant, intimate kiss. Maybe set something up for the future. Or C, you start off that sex orgy as fast as possible.
I'm going to go with D.
Please.
You know, we'll have the sex butler waiting for us at her door when we get back to the restaurant. You know?
Nice.
Because I'm thinking ahead. I've prepared.
Yeah. You were confident before the date.
Oh, yeah.
That it was going to end in spills.
Yes, spills. Yeah, I don't know if you've got, like, carpet, you know. I wouldn't want to, you know.
Okay, well, that's a little personal.
Zoe, I think it's successful. He wanted to go back to your place, you know.
I know.
That's what I get out of it.
And he hired someone.
Yeah.
He's a gentleman. He's pure class, Friars.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really just pushing this sex butler thing because I need the work. if anybody is looking to hire, I'm here.
Everyone got that? Yeah, we're good.
So Zoe.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, but you had a good time.
I had a really good time. I really did.
I think you had a good time. Yeah, you look like it.
You mean that I look disheveled?
And you're windswept. That's what I should call you now when I think you look disheveled. So yeah, everybody should follow John Freiler.
Please. John.
And yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I fucked up.
You're not gonna spell my weird name that you almost
J-O-H-N-F-R-E-I-L-E-R.
Yeah, see, I was letting Zoe do that.
Got the shark face.
That's me.
And follow me and Rory on Twitter, but after John, because we're gentlemen. I'm at Madam Zubel. He's at Rory, not Roy. Subscribe on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. Rate us on iTunes. We're pulling in those ratings, so.
Yeah, man. That one person that gave us one star, he's not going to take us down.
Yeah. He's.
Did someone really do that?
Yeah.
Some random person who would have no idea who we are just, like, listened to it, and he was like, I fucking hate this podcast.
But I looked at the other things he's rated, and it was, like, the Domino's Pizza Tracker, which he gave 5 stars. Like, the app. It's like,
compete with that.
Yeah. Like, obviously, that gets 5. Like, we get 1 star for the Domino's.
That's bringing him pizza.
Yeah. Well, we bring the pizza of for
you
the
know,
ears.
Maybe.
Of the heart.
Maybe you could increase your ratings if, like, every few minutes of your podcast, you could just be like, Dave, your pizza is, like, 15 minutes away. Right?
That's a brilliant idea.
Just periodically update his pizza
schedule. Pizza status?
Yeah.
Yeah, then he'll give us a great review. Okay, I think I covered everything, right?
Yeah, you did. You did well, Zoe. So, yeah.
Yeah, stay tuned every Monday.
Until next time, happy dating.
Happy dating.
Come with me on a first date. let's have a first date tonight.